Hello, Sangha News listeners. I'm Linda Spink, IMS's Executive Director, and I'm delighted to be having a conversation today with Skye Dawson, teacher in residence at the Forest Refuge for the past 4 years. The Forest Refuge is our facility where experienced retreatants can undertake long-term practice. It's adjacent to our original retreat center and is nestled in the surrounding woods here in Barre, Massachusetts. A few years ago, I had the opportunity to sit at the Forest Refuge myself. There's a particular quality of stillness there that I found so conducive to deepening meditation. I emerged from the retreat with greater confidence in my practice and increased motivation to continue. And I'm delighted to be able to talk to Skye about the Forest Refuge. So Skye, I'd like to ask you a little bit more about what Forest Refuge has to offer. Why would someone consider a Forest Refuge retreat?
So I've found that over the years I've come back here for different reasons, to really build confidence in practice. Another time I remember coming here just to really deepen practice. And another time I remember coming here because I was really experiencing a lot of grief and loss in my life. And it was like a refuge. Even though it's only 5 minutes walk away from the retreat center, it feels like it's a long way away. As well, to me, it is a refuge. Even today, people were saying here that they were happy to come. They really love to be here. They come back again and again and again. And it feels like a home for them and a refuge where they can come and rest, reconnect with their practice, explore it in a different way. I was sitting in the hall this morning doing a reflection with the group, and I was just sitting there looking. And I was seeing the sunlight just streaming in to such a beautiful meditation hall. I'm sure you know this too. And looking at the space in the hall and looking at how beautiful it is, there's such a silence in the stillness. And I was sitting there looking at the yogis and then looking out the windows, which are all around the hall, at the beautiful snow falling and the woods, and thinking, where else would I want to be? Where else would I really want to be to practice? So the yogis themselves, I think, touch into this. They can see it, and that's why they keep coming back. Another reason, I think, is just that they can start to slow down, to step out of their busy world. And really, they've already got a fairly established practice, but as you say, just to deepen that, to strengthen it, because sometimes in the busyness of life, we get lost. So it's nice to come back and say, okay, I can reconnect. I can take this time out now to reconnect. The staff here are great. They really care about the yogis. They want to make it the best retreat anyone can possibly have. So there's a lot of support here for that as well.
I love the way you captured the image of the meditation hall and the essence of this experience. And so for some of our experienced practitioners, could you help to distinguish the difference between practicing at the retreat center and sitting at the Forest Refuge?
The first one that comes to mind is really that there's a different level of experience that was required between the retreat center and the Forest Refuge. So if you think, for example, at the retreat center, there's different levels of retreats going on, usually 7 days, 10 days. There is the 3-month retreat. People that come to the retreat center can have a great deal of experience. They can have no experience at all, and then the whole range between that. So there's a vast difference about that as when people come here. What we ask here is that people do have a well-established practice. They have a depth of understanding about the Dhamma, about the instructions as to how to practice. They have a strong foundation, and they have a level of confidence in their practice as well. So we really look at that very carefully, and we actually ask that people have at least 6 retreats of 7 days or more, or 6 weeks of experience on retreat, so that we're saying that this is very important. And why is it important? It's because there's not a lot of supervision here. What we're saying is that people are exploring their own practice. They're coming into a more secluded situation. There's less structure. There's less teacher connection. So there's only really 2 Dharma talks a week. There's reflections most mornings, and there's 2 interviews a week. And otherwise, the yogis are pretty much on their own to explore for themselves what they feel. So I think it's quite important that people feel confident to come here with less support. One of the first things I always notice here, other than the silence and the seclusion, is that there's no bells. They immediately say, oh, how wonderful, there's no bells. And they enjoy that because it actually accentuates the silence here. But it also means that there's less saying, everyone come to sit together, everyone go and walk together. This is the beginning of a sitting and this is the end. There isn't that organization externally for them here. So what they find is that they can start to build a rhythm for themselves, whether they want to sit an hour or half an hour. Then they go and walk, and that may be as long as they feel is important. And then they start to ask the question, could I sit a little longer? Why move? What am I needing to do here? What's important right now? So the day begins to flow for them in a different way. They're coming back to themselves and asking what needs to be done through the day. So the expectation is still that they're going to sit and walk, have meals, sit and walk, and go on. The day doesn't have very much happening, but it comes back to their own motivation. They're looking at that and strengthening that for themselves to keep practicing. The difficulty in that is if someone doesn't feel that confident or they don't have a lot of experience, is that they can start to drift. They can start to get lost and space out. So sometimes then it may be helpful for them to create their own schedule for themselves, to go back to what they feel comfortable with and familiar with. So it's interesting, just that no bells has a lot of meaning just in that. I mentioned the flowing. The day for many people begins to flow much more. There isn't such a everyone come together and do this and do this. So people can sometimes feel it's a little too quiet, a little lonely, in fact. But sometimes they can start to feel a very subtle connection with the rest of the group, and they can start to get a lot of support that comes through that. But also they can start to see that whatever they're doing is important. It's not just about sitting on the cushion, but also when they're walking. And at the Forest Refuge, there's a lot of walking from one place to another, long corridors that they walk along. Also, when they're doing their work meditation or they're having their meals, the whole day takes on a different dimension of time. Another thing that comes up, the difference, I think, is space. The environment is so beautifully designed here. There's wide corridors. The dining room is huge for such a small number of yogis. There's windows opening out and bringing in light. So it feels like there's a flow that as you move around, where you're not bumping into anyone. In fact, sometimes yogis say they don't see anyone for most of a day. So there's that sense that the flow just happens through the day, and that gets talked about quite often. Another thing that is a different way of working here is the teachers. Usually at the retreat center, the teachers come for a particular retreat, and then they go. But here, the teachers come and stay and live here, and they stay for a whole month. And so they're immersed as well in the community here and available for the whole month that they're here. And then there's a changeover each month. And the last thing that's really important with this, I think, there's a difference here. Just when I'm saying that the teachers come and go at the retreats that happen at the retreat center, but they stay for a month at a time here, and then they also go. It means there's a different relationship between the beginning and an end of a retreat. So, of course, at the retreat center, a retreat, everyone comes just for that. So they arrive, they connect with other yogis that have come here for that particular retreat, they go for the retreat, and then at the end there's integration, and then they leave. What's interesting here is that there is no beginning and ending. Anyone that's sitting a retreat here can arrive any day of the week. So there's a constant ongoing change that happens. And it's something that often people don't notice for a while. And then suddenly they'll start to say to me, oh, I hadn't realized. And then suddenly the different people sitting around me disappeared. They left. And I didn't get a chance to say goodbye. And that was difficult. I didn't realize how attached I'd become to the people sitting next to me, and suddenly they're not there. And so they sort of experience a little bit of a loss about this, but they start to notice, this is what happens here. People come and go. Teachers come and go. And then the some that stay month after month after month, and again, they create a level of continuity at all.
You've described so well what it's like to be at the Forest Refuge and the practice here. I can imagine some of our listeners are wondering whether this is for them. And so I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about what can be helpful in determining and knowing what we're ready to do in terms of secluded or self-directed practice.
There's many different reasons that people come here. Often there comes a sense of just being ready to let go of a lot of the instructions, the busyness, the connectedness with others and with the teacher, and just connect in with being secluded, a little bit more silent, and really start to explore whether they feel that they can find for themselves what needs to happen. We become quite dependent, actually, on the directions from teachers. Oh, do this, do that. Questions and answers every day, Dharma talks every night. And the way of practicing on retreat becomes a fairly comfortable model, in a sense. And sometimes to just step away from that, people feel, I'm ready. It is without a doubt. And I'll often hear it that they've actually come over from the retreat center to do a tour here. So at the end of some retreats there, it's a great opportunity when people come over here and have a look around and are shown around. And suddenly they go, ah, yes, this is what I'm ready for. Ah, yes, I want to try this. So they have the background. They feel that they've done enough retreats. They're ready just to step a little bit out into the unknown to see, oh, can I do this by myself? It's not as if they're doing a complete retreat in solitude. They're stepping into, actually, a very deep community here. So this retreat, in a sense, at the Forest Refuge has been ongoing for 10 years. It's amazing to think that we've just celebrated and had a beautiful ceremony of 10 years of ongoing retreat. It never ended in this whole time. There's always people sitting here. And they feel like they can step into that. So there's a little less interaction with others, but it's not total seclusion. They get to experience and explore how it is for them to find their own way, to build their own confidence in practice now. Sometimes actually teachers might recommend it as well. They might say, well, what about this? Have you thought about doing a little bit more of a secluded practice, trying it for yourself, or lengthening the retreat? And this is a wonderful place to do that. Now, you can do that at the 3 month, and that's a beautiful opportunity at the retreat center. But sometimes, perhaps just a little longer, even. Try it and see how it is. Perhaps it can be of concern to people that they might have an aspiration to come and, say, sit here for 4 months or 6 months, but they're a little nervous to commit to that, and they might feel, well, what if I can't do it? So it's good to be reassured that we always keep evaluating and keep talking about that. And at the end of 3 months, just really being very clear with a person, how's it feeling? How's it going? Is it meeting your goals? Are you feeling comfortable? And also the teachers reflecting back what they're feeling. Sometimes people might get to a point where they say, I've had enough. I'm ready to go home. Or at other times, they're ready to stay for another 2 or 3 months and continue on. So it's an ongoing process. It's not like you're saying, I'm coming for 6 months and that's it. It's a definite. But we keep looking at that and seeing whether it's working for everyone. There are many people that maybe came years ago, starting perhaps with just a week or 2 weeks. Try small and then see whether it might be possible to sit for longer. And just to think that some people are sitting here for months and months, perhaps even years, can be so motivating, so inspiring. And it really helps deepen practice. So again, one of the reasons I think that people might consider coming here is if they do want to deepen their practice. They want to just take it to another level. And as you said, you found that that was really supportive for you. I think this is what people might be looking at. What next? And perhaps this is it. So we really need to look at what we're doing here is a small snapshot about how we live our life in the world. And then we can start to say, well, do I want to make changes? How is it that I want to bring my practice into how I live my life? How do I approach my life in the world? And why is it different from what I'm doing on retreat? And one key to that for me is that many times I've heard people reflect on how much they've learned. I'll often hear people say that maybe after a month or after 2 months, their lives become seamless. There is such a flow. It doesn't matter if they're washing the dishes or cleaning their teeth or doing the laundry or sitting. It's all practice and it's all life.
I really want to thank you for spending time and talking with us today.
Thank you.